all know, there's nothing extra. Any mashu, every ois, every kutzai shel yud is a drush coming to teach us something. That being the case, when one looks superficially at this week's parsha, the fact it would have been a lot shorter. All the nasiim brought exactly the same carbon. Right? It would have been a lot shorter. V'chein heviu kulam. A lot shorter. And they all brought that. 12 times you have to again. Right? And it's in suspense. What are they going to bring? The next one are going to bring? And gee, it's the same one as the last one. And after 2 and 3 and 5 and 6, you begin to get the idea of what's coming. Yet the Torah chazes it over 12 times. The same Torah that's medaktik and akutza shel yud and tili tilim of halachas and nilmat from akutza shel yud finds it necessary to repeat the karbanos of the nesiim 12 times. It's an interesting idea. So Chazal be'etzem are aimed on this in the Medrash Rabbah. And Chazal say that while in physical terms each one of the Nisim brought the exact carbon, but they all al pi avoida and pi the avoida Hashem and their mahalach of their avoida, each one got to it in their own unique way. Each one arrived at the same conclusion for, coming from a totally different place, coming from a totally different reason. That means fakeret. There's a yesod. There's a yesod in you see it in the Shnei Seirim. Shnei Seirim, the Sar Lashem, the Sar Lazazel, they have to be exactly identical. What's this idea of exactly identical? So there's a Yisayid, that's Mekubal, that in order to point out a Yisayidistic difference between two things, you have to make them similar in every other aspect, which then is Mavlid, right, emphasizes the difference between them. Right, so, Lashem Lazazel, that's the entire difference between them, is what the Geirul decreed. Otherwise, there's Be'etzim, they are totally similar. Shavim in their height, Shavim in their look, they're totally similar. Over here also, all 12 of the Karbanos are exactly in physical terms the same. So, Hagufa, the fact that the Torah is Tereach, to repeat 12 times, that the something which Alpanov, in physical terms, is exactly the same thing. It's all coming to be married, that there's got to be a chiluk yisaidi between each one of those things, in terms of the kavanas, in terms of the avoda shabbat. The avoda of Shevet Ruvain was Ruvain dikesh avoda, which led him to the conclusion to bring this carbon. The avoda of Shimon was a Shimon dikesh avoda to lead him to bring this carbon. The avoda of each one, the lev of each one is different. If the physical is the same and the Torah says it, al-karchach, there's a very big difference in the lev. There's a so someone brought a ma'isa from the Moshe Feinstein, Zichrono Lebracha's father. He had a yedid in Russia who was also a rav. He was a rav in Russia, and he had a yedid who was also a rav in Russia. They were Kaveya Beinayim, I guess they could do such things when you like them. They were Kaveya Beinayim, that the first one that's going to be Nifter is going to come and describe to the other one the Dina de Shamayim. How does it work? What's the what goes on over there? So this Rav was Nifter first. And he came to Ramesh's father in a Chol. And he said, the Din on Sur Meira, Ken Bashtein, we could be aimed in that. We could handle that. The din of Sur Meirai could handle. The din on Asay Toiv, Eichlish Gefeilach, I could also handle. What's the shverste din? What's the most difficult din there? The Rachmana Libaboy. The Kavana Salev, that it should be the purity of Kavana and the Lashem Shamayim and the Iker is Echad Amar Bev Echad Amamit to Bavachi Yechavin Liba Lashamayim, that the Lev should be a Lev Tor and the Kavanas should be the proper Kavanas and the thing that the din on that is Lo Yuman. That's not Shaykh to be Eich. That's what it says. That's him, the Gufay to the Dover of the Maisa HaMitzvahs. Could be aimed in a din on the Maisa Mitzvahs. I'm not saying we could, he could. Right? Be aimed on a din on the Maisa Mitzvahs. refraining from averus, which is loisase. Shali stader could be aimed in that as well, but the Rachmana liba boy, that's the shverst din. What you had over here, the liba of Ruvain, the lave of each shevet, that's an ikir chel. It's not stam. You know, we think that the main avoda is the meiser. The main avoda is the meiser, and the lave is just an additional thing. You know, a kavana you have to have. If you don't have kavana, so yeah, I'm fine. We're good. But you know, I didn't have the kavana. I don't get my extra credits. It doesn't work like that. The the kavana redefines the maisa. I mean, as I once heard by, I heard from Chaim, it's probably printed in Sichas Musa someplace, but I heard it from Chaim Shmulevitz, the time that I remember is by Chatzal Abramsky's Levaya. So he got up and he said, I could tell you tons of maises about Chatzal Abramsky, but he said, this was his Lashon in Yiddish at least, he said, Nisht, the maise teached up the mensch teaches up the maise. He says, the maise doesn't describe the godless of the mensch. It's the person who determines the godless of the mice. He says, for example, we're told, Chazal say in Bab Metzia Daf Peivav, Shebeschus Chem of a Cholov that Avram Avinu gave to guests, to the Malachim, Zochu Banov Limon Mem Shana Bamidbar. So he gave them some milk products, right? Chem of a Cholov, butter and milk. Zochar, not bad, you know. And then it goes on. It was zeichet to the Be'er Shel Miriam. That's not bad either. So Chaim said, Chaim asked, I remember, he said, I don't understand. If some goni came to my door, hungry, I wouldn't give him a piece of bread and butter. I wouldn't give him bread and butter and cheese. Milk, well, I would also give that to him. It's a big deal. I wouldn't give him some water. What's the big deal? So what he said then is, he said, but you have to understand, Avram Avinu didn't give them milk, cheese, and water. Avram Avinu had the heart zarangelicht to them. Avram Avinu gave them his heart. Avram Avinu, when he was giving that, the lave was such a lave that he was partially giving him of his chias, he's imparting. That was the darg of Avram Avinu. That's what determines. So the same act, Pliny Almayni could do it, and Avram Avinu does it. Pliny Almayni do it, here, let me give the guy this thing, let him take it and drink it and get lost and goodbye, finished, get out of my face. Right? You also did the same thing, you gave the chema and the chalav, and then that's in one corner. And in the other corner is Avram Avinu, the levi, he put the levi. And it makes a difference. The lave, that's here. It's even though in physical terms the karbonas are the same, but the lave of each person touches up the maisa. Effectively, it's an entirely different carbon. The carbon that Reuven brought and the carbon that Shimon brought. The carbon that Shimon brought is a totally different carbon from that of any of the other shvatim. Why? Because the carbon is not just the physical act. The physical act is defined by the lave. And the ikur is the lave. The ikur is the lave. That the lave is dovuk, that you're dovuk in the Ribbono Shel Olam. It manifests itself in the maisim that you do. But the maisim have to be done. They're not done mitzvah sanoshim melumata. They're not done by rote. It's done because the lave dictates that you should do it. It's done. It emanates from a tyrus alave. And it's also, and you think that it's small differences. First of all, it's major differences. And the difference between the lave of one shevet and the other, the whole terms of nefesh are different. And even small differences also make a difference. There's another maisa. There's a maisa. If this was in, this was where was this? In Vilna, there were two ladies that were gabois of tzedakah. They used to go collect tzedakah. Famous maisa. The two people. So they went looking for a gevissa gevir. So maybe a rich balabas. They went to collect money from this rich balabas. And then he wasn't home. He didn't find. So they're walking down the street. All of a sudden, one of them looks on the other side of the street and says to her friend, oh, there he is. There he is. And they went running over to the guy. They went to the guy and gave the money. Fine. Finished. After the lady, the second one, the one who didn't say there he is, right? So she was nifter, and she came to the other one in a cholim and went and told her, she said, no, the schar for be'etzim, the fact that the guy, the tzedakah, the etzim nedova that the guy gave, for that you and I got schar b'shova. Right? But on that you were mara be'etzba, there he is, there you got more schar than me. Now, what's the difference? If she would have seen it, she also would have said, there he is. Because Baruch Hu's bedakdik at every little prat of the difference, even if you don't have the kayach to say that, the lev should be Azal lev, Avram Avinu's lev, you're going to put the neshama into it. So you're not holding there. But every minor difference is also world of different according to the Rabbi Nishalayim. The avoda is to Rachmana Libaboy, the Torah, any avoda, Torah and avoda requires lev. And it's not just the lev is an extra tonight. The lev is what determines the chshivas. The lev is what determines the ramah, the level of the maisa. The karbonis are determined by the difference in the lev of one shevet from the lev of another shevet determines the difference in the karbonis. That's a very important yisoid. You know, davening is certainly, davening is avoda shebelev. That's even more than anything else. But so yeah, it's, you know, not just saying the words without thinking what you're saying, but it's true in Torah for sure, and it's true in all mitzvahs. You have to think, what are you doing? You know, Shabbos is more than you're not allowed to turn on the lights. Shabbos is more than the things you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. There's a lev that has to appreciate what Shabbos is, where you're supposed to be going with that. A person is supposed to be, you know, conducting his life, navigated by the seichel in together with the lev. Together with the lev. The lev is an active pile in the avodas adam, and the avodas are totally different avodah. So you have to work on that. Second thing, a minor thing, it's not just a shorter thing, that you find the same thing that we had in last week's parsha. In last week's parsha, it told us the minyan of all the people, right? Each shevet separately, and then it had to tell you the sachakel again. Right? You have the same thing happening here again. Each one brought karbono, karas, kesef, achas, fine. And once, twice, two, three, six, seven, eight, ten, 12. And then, okay, total time, right? And it gives you the total of this was this, the total of this was the same issue. Same shaila. Why did the Torah have to chazer over the total? You told us each individual one. You want to know what the total was? Do the math. What's the problem? They took the math. This is what they took. But pashtas, it's the same yesod. It's the same yesod. What's the beauty of the fact that you have, we touched up that Reuven's carbon is different than Shimon's carbon, even though physically it was the same, because the ikar of the carbon is the lev. Right? So it's a different carbon. Okay. But what does the Torah want? The Torah wants that there should be 12 different things, each one going in its own direction. Like the Torah tells you they're part of a sachakol, they're part of a mosaic that's comprised with all of them, the lev that's mechavin libo lashamayim, and each one with his different chunas alev, the diversity of each lev comprises one big total, a mosaic of totally different things. And that's the beauty of Klal Yisrael. The beauty of Klal Yisrael is not that everybody is a clone of the next guy. The beauty of Klal Yisrael is that this guy has his kavanis, and what he does looks totally differently. This guy with his lev, the two people could be learning the same blat gemara. What this guy does with his, this guy's lev is one thing, this guy's lev is another thing. It's two different blat gemara. It's two different things totally. The physical thing is the tip of an iceberg. The yesod is what the kavanis alev is. And everybody's kavanis alev is different. And the beauty of Klal Yisrael is that we're not 600 shishim riba yechidim of each one with his own, that it's one tzibur of a klal Yisrael which contains 600,000 different avodas aleves. That's what the tzur of klal Yisrael is, and we have to do our utmost to be part of that.